Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. So this is kind of the beach hour, I guess, of the buzz with
Yes.
your dad and
Yeah.
his friend in Panama City. And I'm in Fort Morgan, Alabama this morning.
Yeah, tell us where, you think I would know where Fort Morgan, Alabama is. It's on the Gulf Coast, but tell us exactly where that's located.
Yeah, so very, very close to Gulf Shores. So if you drive to Gulf Shores to hang out there, there's sort of a T where you turn right to go to Gulf Shores, left to go to Orange Beach. If you take the highway right before that, it takes you out to Fort Morgan. And it actually, the peninsula goes further out in this direction all the way back to the Gulf again. So you get just a real quiet area here. You know, we vacationed everywhere from here down, you know, through Destin 30A. Seemed like we just kept going west and or further and further east. So this time we kind of came back a little bit. And the reason we did this was because it's a very, we wanted to take our puppy Archie this time. And this is just a real dog-friendly beach I'd read about. Most of the rentals will accept dogs for a fee. And technically, you're only supposed to take your pets on the bayside. But when I was walking yesterday, there were dogs just running free and playing in the waves. On wow. the Gulf side. So I went back to the rental, got the pup, and we were out here playing. So
That's
we
awesome.
Thought we would try this out. And you guys love history. Have you heard about Fort Morgan in
no.
military history?
No. What's the scoop?
Okay. Well, it was a very important military stronghold because it's basically the mouth of Mobile Bay. It's
right.
how ships could come into Mobile Bay. Dolphin Island is on one side, that's the point, and then Fort Morgan is the other side. So it was really guarding the entrance to Mobile Bay, and I think it was heavily involved in like four different military battles, but mostly during the Civil War, because the Confederates had it fortified so Union ships couldn't come up into Mobile Bay, but they did. There was a very famous battle of Mobile Bay when Union ships took it over. So they took control of it. And there was a very, very famous military, statement that was made that we still say today
Uh-oh.
About that battle.
Wow.
It was,
Christian, go for it.
Damn the torpedoes, I believe.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, was said during the Battle of Mobile Bay.
Wow. Did you Google that, Christian?
No.
There's no way no normal person could know that. No 29, 30-year-old.
It's a Pentagon, too, isn't it?
That just happened.
Wow. Joe Klein, what do you
so
think about
Admiral,
that?
The Union Admiral, one of their ships had gotten hit. They were actually mines, but they called them torpedoes back then. So one of the Union ships hit a mine as they were trying to come in and sank. And so all the ships kind of slowed down and stopped or weren't going in. And the Admiral said, he actually said it longer. We've summarized it. He said, damn the torpedoes, four bells, Captain Drayton, straight ahead, full speed. So we kind of changed it a little bit. So they came on in, damned the torpedoes, and took over the bay.
How about that? Well, how about the history lesson with Melinda Mayo?
And now you know the rest of the story.
Good
day.
As an influencer, have you been able to get everything down there for free?
No, I wish. I don't think I'm quite the influencer, you know, that gets all of that. I wish. So, yeah, once I cross over the Arkansas county line and cross over into Mississippi, nobody knows who I am. So
everybody knows who you are. Yeah, everybody knows who you are. Well, what about even though you're down there, you know, obviously we've got super hot temps this week, and we've got some rain to help us out, right?
Yeah, we've got some rain coming in to help us out. So happy about that. You know, driving down like through Southeast Arkansas to get here, I could see a lot of the crops, some of the corn crops really were needing some rain, kind of burning up a little bit. So glad that some is coming and in July, you know, that's good. So still really hot today, about 97 degrees today and tomorrow, which actually is our hottest temperature so far of the season. We hit 97 on July 1st, so that's been the hottest temperature, and that's about what we're expecting today and tomorrow. But then Saturday and Sunday, we start to get some rain chances back in here, about 30% Sunday, goes up to 40% on Sunday. So that's going to bring temperatures back down to about 90. So that's a good thing anytime you've got some rain coming in July, for sure.
Melinda, I
should say thanks to Sanders Ground Essentials for sponsoring Melinda each week, and has been for, geez, what, how many years now?
27.
Three, 4 years. Oh, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I think so. I tell you what, my grass thinks it's been forever because it looks and feels so good.
No. Go ahead, Roger.
Melinda, I was telling my wife last night on the way to pickleball that it just seems, and after my neighbor had told me about the storm that came through our neighborhood, that I just don't remember. I can't remember too far back anyway. It seems like it might be it's probably the rainiest July I can recall, and then I also said it's probably nowhere near that. Are all these storms that I've seen in the last, and I say storms and bursts, are they actually heat showers?
Well, yeah. I mean, this time of year, you get that atmosphere heated up more, and it causes the air to rise more quickly, and so you get those severe thunderstorms. Sometimes you can get gusty winds like we've seen two or three times. It has been pretty active, really June and July, which typically are so dry for us.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I think Mother Nature's kind of trying to even it out because we had such a drought. Remember, we were talking about the drought towards the end of the year and early this year. So I think, you know, it's just kind of starting to flip the pattern a little bit. And it has been rainy. I don't think it's been, you know, top numbers as far as the rainiest ever yet. We'll kind of have to look at that when we get it all said and done. But, man, it's just good to have it. I'm sad that we have had some wind damage. Some of these have had some, you know, severe gusty winds with them.
Well, I don't mind it at all because that means that the good Lord has watered it for me so I didn't have to get out there and do that lawn.
Did you hear what's coming this weekend? The Sahara! The Sahara Desert is coming to Arkansas this weekend, right? Right, Melinda? This is coming weekend.
Yeah, it's something else that happens, you know, this time of year. And I always just, I think it sounds so crazy that we get in our skies dust from the Sahara Desert in Africa. So it's just crazy what the winds can do. But it kind of the same thing this time of year, that heat rises, it takes the dust up with it. And then you get the trade winds this time of year really strong, and that brings the dust all the way across the Atlantic. And then if it gets just the right push up from south winds along the Gulf, some of that dust comes right up into Arkansas. Oh, so we're expecting it this weekend. You may notice it looking kind of hazy, and now we've got rain chances too, so that will help. But if you don't happen to get the rain, it'll look kind of hazy, and then it also gives you those really vivid sunrises and sunsets when you've got all that pollution, so to speak, in the atmosphere. So that's going to be happening this weekend. Kind of, it does happen this time of year in Arkansas.
Well, they say the Amazon rainforest is so lush and huge because it gets so much of the Sahara dust over it. It gets like over 20 million tons a year or something. It's rich in some sort of mineral, and that's what helps it grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fun
part. Yeah, there you go. You got to have some kind of particulate to get rain. And so I think that's what you're saying, Christian. It really helps them get a lot of rain.
I mean, back in the day, Tommy and I used to call a dude to get some Sahara dust.
Sahara dust. Yeah.
We got to say, guys, congratulations to Melinda. We talked about the Buzz was the top radio station as voted by their readers of the Arkansas Times. You, Melinda, you were the best TV personality on your exit year of television. How about that?
Thank you, guys. I was so thrilled at that. I think Craig O'Neill won that like every year forever. So, you know, I guess now that he's retired and I hung on a little bit longer than he did, they decided
it still
to
vote
counts.
Again. You it know, still
Arkansas,
counts.
You know, Arkansas Times, to me, David, was really the yeah. first of the best duds. Yeah. I think you were on the cover like every other year or so, too.
On, he was.
What were you on top? Yeah.
Melinda, there was five.
Oh,
there
about, oh my
Melinda,
gosh.
There was 5 years that Basil won best looking male and female.
I think I was telling somebody that story yesterday is that who was the anchor at Channel 7?
Susan Blakely.
That I won it with, and we went to the top of Pinnacle Mountain, and it looked like I had a...
Oh, Joan
Early. That's
Joan
who it
Early.
Was. I looked like I had a nest, a bird's nest on top of my head. My hair was just... We had to climb Pinnacle Mountain to do the pictures, anyway. But yeah, congratulations, Melinda. And we have to say, too, congratulations to KATV. The weather team has assembled. They're fully assembled now.
Bravo.
Everybody, you know, Austin is there, Zach is there, and then Emmy, the newest, right? I mean, they finally.
Emma.
Yeah. Oh, it's Emmy. Emma, yes.
Yeah, Emma and Barry Brandt, of course.
Oh, RC. Yes.
So
yeah.
this is the first time since I think last November that we've had a full team because, you know, we lost Todd. He skipped over to Channel 4, which, by the way, he won Best Meteorologist from the Arkansas Times. So congratulations to him. So we were working with three. Then, let's see, we hired Austin, who you guys have met,
yes,
Austin
yeah.
Burke. Then we lost Jane, so we're back down to three. Then guess what? I took off.
Yes.
And so now finally we have Zach, we have Emma joining Austin and Barry. So finally we're back to four people, which makes it a whole lot easier for them.
Yes. Well, listen, we've had a couple of listeners say they know where Fort Morgan is. So I said it's really not really crowded, like you said. So you guys will stay there. Somebody said, how about that backstabbing Barry Brandt? No, I wasn't backstabbing Barry Brandt. Anyway, are you guys going to be down there the rest of the week?
We're going to come back on Saturday, so we'll be back this weekend. So, yeah, we're going to enjoy it. Now, if you are coming down here, there's a whole museum, and you can walk the grounds of Fort Morgan and kind of see where, you know, everything was when they were, you know, a lot of the military installation is still there. So you can tour it if you want to do that. That's something fun for the kids, you know, when they get bored at the beach every day, so that's pretty fun. But yeah, we'll be back on Saturday. I have to say congratulations to you guys, the Buzz, for also winning Best Radio Station.
Thank you
for the Arkansas Times as well. You weren't going to say that.
Huh? Well, we were very blessed. We love that. We appreciate it.
Blessed.
Yeah, hashtag blessed. So it's good. Well, thank you for a sponsor before you get out of here, please.
Yeah.
We'll do it if it's raining, if it's a drought, doesn't matter because Sanders is going to take care of your lawn. And, you know, if you need to water in between some of those areas of rainfall, they're going to tell you how to do that so that you really get the best out of the chemicals and everything they're putting on your lawn. So I can't wait to get back and see what mine looks like after this rain this weekend. So give them a call, 315-9395. They take care of all of our grass here at The Buzz. And a lot of our friends, too. So SandersGround.com is their website. It also explains everything, free estimate, soil analysis, how all of that works. So they are absolutely the best.
Thanks, Melinda. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your trip.
Thank you, guys. All right. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Melinda.